Thank you, and welcome back one more time on Inside Agriculture. U.S. Meat Export Federation and USDA officials recently sat down with their Colombian counterparts in an effort to smooth some import challenges in that South American country. U.S. Meat Export Federation Director of Export Services, Courtney Heller, has more details on the seminar, which was made possible through support from the National Pork Board and the Beef Checkoff Program.
We had some outstanding technical trade issues that we felt that would probably be resolved if we just really met and discussed how the industry worked. In that time period, as we were arranging this seminar, high path avian influenza was found in some of our dairy cattle. And Colombia started to ban U.S. beef if that high path avian influenza was found in dairy cattle in by state. So this program evolved into something that would also cover addressing that trade barrier in addition to just the overall relationship building efforts that we had in mind.
U.S. representatives at the meeting offered a farm-to-fork view of the U.S. meat industry to give the Colombian officials a better understanding of USDA's food safety oversight.
The difference between Colombia and the U.S. is that Colombia has very few federally inspected plants, and in our country, almost every, and especially every large plant is federally inspected, and the infrastructure is very large and very effective. Another key difference between our industries is HACCP is not mandatory in many countries, including Colombia. But in the U.S., if you're federally inspected, every facility is mandatorily using HACCP as part of their day-to-day operations.
For more info, visit usmef.org. This week, it's the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa, and for the next 3 days, we'll be broadcasting live from the Calmer Cornheads booth on Ag News 890 from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. each day. Farm Progress Show manager Matt Youngman says Farm Progress has partnered with numerous exhibitors to provide new amenities for show attendees this year.
John Deere has stepped up, and they're helping us provide blanketed Wi-Fi coverage throughout the grounds. So we'll have great connectivity all 3 days of the show, and then things like hydration stations for the growers. They can bring their own water bottles and fill up at the ADM hydration stations, and new soybean asphalt from the Iowa Soybean Association in the varied industries tent. We put another 4 inches of great, clean, smooth asphalt inside there. So, you know, just lots of stuff throughout the grounds.
Again, stay tuned for reports from Farm Progress Show on Ag News 890. Coming up in just a few minutes. And that's it for Inside Agriculture. Thank you for being with us today. We'll see you tomorrow morning right here. Same time, same station.